We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
EO Network.
Sorry, couldn't hear anything for a minute there. Had to do a little
repair work. Thought we lost you,
Dale. It's like this little radio 101. He's letting the bed, you know, he's letting it live.
No, we're all good.
Let it play out a little bit.
We had a little headphone issue, but we fixed
there
it.
We're go.
Good.
Okay.
Wiggy's in the house. It's Wednesday.
Wiggy. I'm in the building.
What's up?
I gotta come in here because I am a stand-up guy and everybody
knows
that.
Yes, you are. Yeah,
right?
You are. If nothing else.
Right. So I have to give Dale credit. He was right. He was right.
Pretty good, Dale.
On the Chara
top hair.
Starting on the top pair, even though I'm still like, there's
no
question.
No. There's no question.
Because the fourth line started, right?
Which they do a lot.
A lot.
So isn't it like,
nope.
Is that
it's not
like
that.
You don't
it's
add,
not like that.
You don't add two
Wait,
guys.
You know,
that,
you know they don't have four defense pairs, right?
You only have three defense pairs.
So it's not like that. All right. So I had to honor my bet. I bet was $50.
$50.
So I brought in the money, and I have to pay Dale his money.
Sounds like a pizza party, guys. Sounds like a pizza party.
I'm going to lay out the $50.
Oh, he bought it. No, you didn't. These are all in coins?
Well, I hear a lot of the Bruins, they like to pitch quarters. Have you ever pitched quarters? If you need to do laundry, or if there's a lot of vending
machines. You have $50
in quarters? We have a washer and dryer in our house. I don't know.
You don't have to pay for it?
No.
There's not like a coin?
But didn't you say your daughter's in college or something like that?
No, they're all done.
Okay, well, you never know. They might.
You have $50 in quarters?
Yeah, you know. Quarters, they're way more versatile than dollar bills.
How so?
Because, like I said, you could put them in vending machines. Not all vending machines take dollars.
A lot of them do. In fact, they all take credit cards now.
In fact, these vending machines here don't take money.
No, they don't.
Not all take credit cards and money.
No, that's pretty good.
And also that, you know, they are, they're good. You can just, you know.
Go to like an arcade,
Power
I guess,
wash.
Maybe is what you
arcade,
want to say.
Yeah, yes, okay. I was just at Hampton Beach. They don't take dollar bills in those
You know, in all seriousness, I was prepared here to say that Wiggy saying that I got it right was enough for me.
Keep your
50, I'm good.
No, you want the 50.
And I was going to say, you know what, Wiggy, I don't even need
your
money.
I like to honor my bets.
No, I appreciate it. But now that you've tried to be a smartass and bring it in quarters, I'll take your money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll take
He's
it
He's trying
now.
To be funny.
I wasn't going to, but I will
now.
And I wanted to answer the question because I heard you guys on my drive in. I wanted to answer the question.
Good. Please do.
And I forget how you posed. Is there anything that concerns me at all after watching the first game with the Bruins?
Yeah.
And I realized this, that the Bruins are the far superior team than St. Louis. I don't think there's really anything that concerns me, but I looked at the game and I said, let me, you know, go back and watch the all 12.
Yeah, thanks.
And I have to say, there is nothing that concerns me about the Bruins winning this series. The only thing that concerns me with this series is that rather than them sweeping or maybe it going to five games, would be Chara. After his two plays and two goals he led to.
Well, Pastrnak, that was
No, that was Chara's fault.
All right, well, at least you're consistent.
Was that Chara's fault? Be honest.
The second one?
Hell yeah, the pasta drop pass.
Hell no. Pastrnak. No, that was Pastrnak.
Yeah, we had a similar play last night at Hockey Town.
Oh, God.
But I would have to say there's nothing that concerns me except that maybe Chara gives up a goal or two, but they still win the series.
I think the one thing we don't know is if Tuca is still locked in.
It doesn't matter.
You don't think it even matters?
No, it doesn't matter. The series is old.
I agree with you. I thought it was going to be over.
I mean, there's nothing St. Louis could do. The Bruins are the better team.
They are. They're the much better team. Now, do you look at it like, does it matter to you that they didn't have to face any great teams on their way to a cup?
No, it doesn't matter to me, but I think when we go back and we look at this and, you know, after this is all said and done, people are going to say, hey, listen,
that's
the 2011 team, I don't even if you say they're the better team or how you want to say it, but they're the team that would stand out more than, what would this be, the 2018-19 championship?
Yeah, the 2019 team. Yeah, they're very different, even though there's overlap between the players.
But you know how it is. We do it with the Patriots. Which championship was the, you know, the best or what, you know, that kind of thing.
And Rich made the point. It's not like you think that the Super Bowl win against Carolina has an asterisk because you played Carolina.
I was in that game, so
that's why I said it.
It was a pretty good game.
Jake DeLome, though, you know, that's a little bit different than beating Kurt Warner.
No, I mean, Jake DeLome was pretty good at that.
He had a nice season.
You know, we should have won that game.
What happened to Jake DeLome?
I think he's just.
Did you go beat up your kicker after the game?
Listen, he's stuck.
Screwed you. Shaughnessy's
gonna write a. He's gonna have a headline when John Casey, you know, passes away one day. He can't be defined by one play, but and that one
well,
he kicked that out of bounds.
Pretty bad.
That was a pretty big play.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But yeah, I mean, it is amazing. You know, Toronto had a 100-point season. The Blue Jackets had a 98-point season. The Hurricanes, 99. And then now you got the St. Louis Blues at 99.
Well, you think about the path in 11. Montreal, right?
Right.
The Flyers at that time, which were, was it the Flyers they swept? Who'd they sweep? And 11.
Was Pittsburgh.
Was it Pittsburgh? Okay. Pittsburgh.
Tampa Bay,
and they play Vancouver.
And Vancouver was the best team in the league then.
Yes. Yeah, and it was like by far those every team, every series in that playoff run, you were like, man, this is another juggernaut of a team.
No, it was Philly. You're right. It was Montreal.
The Pittsburgh sweep was the 2013.
Right, yeah, it was Montreal in seven games. Philly, they swept. Tampa Bay in seven, and then Vancouver in seven.
Right, so you look at that, and Philly was a very, very good team. And you look at their run this year. I don't take nothing away from it, but when you go back and you're going to compare the championships, I think you're going to hold the 2011 team. You're going to put them on a higher pedestal just because of their run.
Yeah, I think so.
And
I
all
think,
that stuff.
To your point, Vancouver had the best record in hockey. They had 117 points. Philly had 106, and Tampa had 103.
Right.
And it was Montreal. Just the fact that it was Montreal, even.
And that whole, you know, the rivalry there. But this series overtime
in game seven.
Yeah, this series is over. This series, it is.
It's hard to get to. I mean, I do think they're better than Carolina, but that wasn't a series either. Like, I think Columbus provided more of a challenge, and Toronto certainly provided more of a challenge.
But you look at this series, and it's like, where are they getting their scoring from? St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
It's like if their top line doesn't score, right, if it's not, or their big guns, what's his name, Tarasenko?
Tarasenko, and then was it Jaden Schwartz has had a bunch of goals
Schwartz
in the playoffs.
Has been the leading goal scorer for them in the playoffs.
Hey, but you look
it's
at
been
the,
great.
You look at the Bruins, they get scoring from everywhere.
Every single
We should be talking about what are we doing next year to repeat? That's the question.
That's what we're talking about. Well, they're bringing everybody back. I mean, essentially, I mean, Johansson's a free agent.
Right.
They got to re-sign McAvoy and Carlo, but they're
restricted free agents.
So they'll be back. But yeah, they're set up. And it was funny because there was a report yesterday that the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to have to offer Mitch Marner $10 or $11 million to keep him.
Okay.
And you compare that to what the Bruins have. They have some of the best deals in hockey. When you look at Marchand's production compared to what he's paid, or Bergeron's production compared to what he's paid, I think this season, David Krejci is the highest cap hit on the Bruins, right, Dale?
Yes.
I think Krejci's number one.
Yep.
But that ranks somewhere like 41st in the league. So if your highest paid guy isn't even a top 35.
What's he making, like 7 million?
7.25, right. I believe. Because then you have guys, you know, like Chicago, for example, which they had a nice mini dynasty going. They won three cups. Kane and Taves both make over 10 million bucks. So you're paying those guys, like you pay Kane and Taves more money than you pay the Bruins top line, like all three guys. So
right.
it's easier, I think, to keep the guys that you want, because it got to a point where the B plus players on Chicago, they couldn't pay anymore, and then they had to get.
So
rid
you
got to
ask the question, right? I feel like everybody thinks that the Bruins are going to win this series, right? Whether it's I got them in four games, whether people got them in a gentleman sweep in five games. Do now the Bruins, are they in position? Because we've seen this before, right? They won in 2011. They were right back there in 2013. You're like, all right, here it is about building a dynasty. Is this?
Well, they've been in three final series in, 8 years now?
Right, but I mean, when you look at 11 and 13, you thought like that was the run for the Bruins to put something together. Well, now when you look at this team, you look at, okay, where they are. They win the cup this year. Next year, just like you talked about, you got all these guys coming back. You should be right in the same position next year.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah, what was really bizarre about this team is they won the cup in 11, lose the cup in 13, and then they between now and then, they missed the playoffs
right.
twice. Like they it was, and they still had the same guys. We were asking the question: are they wasting the prime years of Bergeron and Marchand?
I believe.
But Don Sweeney had to dismantle a lot of things. Too.
No, I know he did.
He really had to tear apart some of the mistakes that Chiarelli had made in terms of guaranteed contracts, no move clauses. You know, some people would say exorbitant contracts for, you know, some of the guys.
Some of the guys there, you know, some of the third liners were getting paid more than they should, and you know, all the no trades and stuff. And then they had to make a change at coach. You know, Claude Julien kind of ran his course. He was a great coach. They won the cup with him, but they had to move on. So it's interesting that you have a new head coach here for the last, what, two plus seasons, but the same guy, it's still the same best players, really. Right, Bergeron, Krejci, Chara,
Marchand.
Now Tuca, Marchand. Like, it's those guys, and then they did a nice job in some of the drafts and bringing in guys like McAvoy and Carlo and DeBrusk. So they should be set up for next year. Now
the guys under contract for next year already.
What's everybody
up front? Krejci, Bergeron, Pastrnak, Marchand, Backes, Coyle, Corrali, Wagner, Nordstrom, DeBrusk, and Kuhlman. They're all under contract for next year. Now, you've got Heinen, who's a restricted free agent. You've got Achari and Marcus Johansson, who are unrestricted free agents.
Johansson's the one. He's going to get paid. He looks good out there. I think a team's going to see
him. I would ask the question, though. Are there veterans or are there stars, are they too old, or are they getting long in the tooth? Is like the Krejci, the Bergeron, I wouldn't say really Marchand. We already know. Char is well past his prime.
Krejci and Bergeron are both 33.
But they got
almost 31.
And Bergeron's coming off the best couple of years of his career.
Okay, so
but he has played forever. You're right.
Because I'm asking the question here, right? I know the Bruins are going to win this year.
Yes.
And I want to be able to see them be right back in it next year and, you know, for the next couple of years.
I think the biggest difference is.
You talk about a Mitch Marner, right? He's 20?
He's super young, yeah. But they also, they're going to turn into Chicago without the cups. Like, they're going to pay Tavares, Matthews, and Marner all this money. They're not going to be able to pay anybody else. But the thing is, next year, Tampa Bay is going to be back in the mix. So you're probably going to have to play Tampa Bay. Either Pittsburgh or Washington, one of those teams probably won't get bounced as early. And then Toronto had a 3-2 series lead. So if they can do some things, they probably need a different goaltender in my mind, but if they could figure it out, that's not going to be easy, but the Bruins will be in the mix. They'll be on the short list of teams that could win it again. Because then you also got to look at what kind of an impact does this long run have, and is that why Washington got bounced so early? Like, by playing all these extra games, did that catch up to them?
Or is hockey just too hard to build a dynasty? The sport itself.
As far as back-to-back, it's really difficult. It's been, since the Penguins just did
Penguins.
It. But prior to that, it was like a 15-year gap, right?
And,
the Red Wings?
You look at the Capitals, you know, who had the deep run culminating in a cup last year, and some people say that the issues they had this playoff year was it's just too hard. It's why you admire the Patriots so much. They go deep into the playoffs every year and yet still manage to crank it back up the following year. In hockey, you make a deep run successfully or unsuccessfully. Sometimes that next year after that's not so good.
Yeah, it was about 20 years in between teams winning it back-to-back. Red Wings did it 97-98.
Well, I'm not saying that they necessarily... I mean, yes, you'd like to see them win it, but when I say back in the mix, I mean that's back as a team.
Conference finals
or
something.
You're right there. You're right there. And when you look at this Bruins team and you look at the way that they, you know, not only played throughout the year, I know they had some issues, but throughout the postseason, and you start to look at the core... You start to say you got McAvoy's young player, Pasta's a young player, but some of their, you know, their core guys, Krejci's, like you say, Bergeron, these guys got a lot of mileage on them. And I know they played well. And I'm asking the question, are these the guys that you could say, all right, we're gonna continue to move forward with the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road?
The next couple of years, absolutely. Beyond that, who knows? I'll say this, too, about Bergeron, having been around him, you know, for deep playoff runs. This is the healthiest I've ever seen him, knock wood, as I say that. Mm-hmm. You know, he was beat up and battered in 2011 by the time they got to the cup final. 2013, we know what happened at the end, but he had been beat up before that. He's actually... as healthy as he's ever been right now, this deep into a playoff run.
I think they're also set up, though, in a way where, you know, the top line plays with Pastrnak, who's 23.
Right.
You have DeBrusk is young. You have Maybe if they bring Heinen back, you also look at the two best defensemen on the team are both super young. So I think that kind of makes things a little bit easier. Like, you could see those guys sort of, like, to the sense that they've already overtaken Chara as the best two defensemen are 21 and 22.
Right, because I think next year you'll see him as a, you should see him as a,
probably,
you know, third pair defenseman who's not playing a ton of minutes. And I think that you'll look at it and Cassidy will say to him, hey, listen, you're the heart and soul of this team, right, but, you know, we got to get these young guys on the ice.
I think the biggest issue they're going to have is, you know, Johansson's probably gone. So are you going to have a third line
I'd
issue?
I'd love to have him back.
I would love to, too. I think he's going to make a lot of money. And then the second line, it's a nice story right now that Backes is, you know,
right,
being tough.
Right, but you're going to have to find somebody to play on the right side,
right,
next to Krejci.
Krejci, DeBrus still need. They'd searched for a guy all year. It was one of the needs at the deadline. They weren't able to fill it. It's gone with a few different players. Now it's Backes. That's fine. He gives you that, you know, element of toughness and everything else. But for even though they're paying Backes next year, it can't be him. So that's going to be one of the things they need to figure out.
Because that's the biggest thing that I'm looking at with this Bruins team, because we've seen it in 11. Right?
Right,
we see them win the championship in 11, and then you're like, you got this core, you're looking at, man, you got some good players. They were young at that time, and you're thinking, the Bruins are going to be around.
You're back in it 2 years later.
Right,
but the year in between, they lost in the first round. Right, won the cup in 11, bounced in the first round, and then lose in the cup final. So again, it just seems really difficult for these teams to. I know the Penguins just did it, but teams to go back to back.
But the year after 2011, was that the first year for Tuukka Rask?
Well, no, because Tuukka.
Because the 2013 wasn't his first year, right?
No.
So
he was the guy that they
lost. So they went
lost.
From Tim Thomas when they won the Stanley Cup, and then the next year, like you said, they get bounced in the first.
But Tuukka was the starter in 10 when they blew the 3-0
lead.
Right,
but I think
Flyers.
It was like, I guess the point I'm trying to make is at that time, you know, Tuukka really wasn't who we kind of see him to be now.
No, it was still Thomas.
Was it still Thomas?
So the year after they won, Thomas played 59 games, Tuukka played 23. So
and
who, it was still
and,
Thomas.
And Thomas got that postseason. He played in that postseason.
He played all 7 games, right, and lost in 7, yeah.
And then they get back in 13. But all I'm saying is you look at this core and you look at this Bruins team and you look at what they've been able to do, they should be right back in it next year.
I agree.
I don't see St. Louis. What can St. Louis do? Short of they should do what they probably did to San Jose, or at least
hurt
what San Jose said,
because
that's the only way they went.
That's it.
Is now trying to really.
And it would have to be multiple guys, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even just take one guy out, because I think the Bruins are too deep.
You got to play goon hockey and say, listen, try to hurt Pasta, try to hurt Bergeron. Right.
Don't you sort of feel like that Torrey Krug's going to have a target on his back tonight?
Yes. Now, I heard that, was it Edmondson who kind of revealed himself as the villain in game one? He may not even play.
No, he probably won't. If Dunn comes back tonight.
That's what they're saying. Dunn could be. He's missed the last couple of games
took
anyway.
Took a puck in the face.
And so
that's the only way they win, is they go out there and they say, we got to hurt at least three of those guys. You know, three of the Bruins' top players.
Pretty much.
We got to take
them
out.
We've seen a team do that in this playoff run, though, against the Bruins before, and it just failed miserably.
You're talking about Carolina?
Yeah.
I'm talking
old school, like Marty McSorley, like swinging the stick in the back of somebody's
never happen. Never happen.
Yeah, that'd be
trouble. That's the only way when you think about St. Louis. Because you look at this series, how does St. Louis win?
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. I think they need
Jerry asked Ken a good question, which Ken couldn't answer.
Okay.
And he's one of the hockey guys.
Yeah.
It's a
proud group, too.
Better goaltender.
Is the Bruins.
Better power play.
Bruins.
Not even close.
Better PK.
Bruins.
Better forwards.
Bruins.
Better defense.
Bruins. Yeah, that's a tough. It's tough to win the other way.
Am I missing something?
No, I said in the coaching matchup,
Bruins.
I give Cassidy the check mark there,
and then
as
just
well.
For good measure, home ice.
Home ice,
right? Like just why not? Like that doesn't even really seem to matter necessarily, but you have that too. Yeah, I mean, at least with other teams, like, couldn't you say, well, maybe Toronto's a little bit faster, or maybe I don't know if they are, but like you could maybe make an
you
argument.
You could make
for
that
it.
Argument,
or like their high end talent matches your high end talent.
Right.
They weren't as deep, but those top forwards are elite guys. You don't see it with St. Louis.
That's the other thing that you can take delight in if you're a Bruins fan. In Toronto, they are dying right now.
They got the Raptors. What are you talking about?
They like hockey more.
Right, yeah.
And they're also sitting there saying, we had that team. We had the lead. You know, we had the 3-2 lead.
Well,
if we had beaten them, we could be playing for the cup right now.
And we said that at the time. Going into game 6, what a swing game that was, because it didn't just open, the path didn't just open for the Bruins. It would have been the same for the Maple Leafs. Like, to your point, Tampa was already out. I think Calgary was out. Pittsburgh and Washington were on the verge of being out at that time. So Toronto would have been the next best team standing.
Right.
And so they absolutely blew it. This would have been their year for sure.
So as you move forward and you're in the series, and I know you guys did, I know you, I heard Dale's three keys to victory.
He had 10.
Was it 10?
Yeah, he had 10
Well,
keys.
I only heard three, and three were pretty amazing. I heard the keys.
There were 10, but yeah. That's
they
okay.
made sure they took three.
funny how that works.
They highlighted the three best keys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you look at this series, and you say, you ask the question, what concerns you? I don't think there's an answer for that when you look at this series.
Overconfidence. I'll throw it out there.
But the Bruins, I heard you make the point.
They're
leadership. We are, but they are. Yeah, right. Like, we can be. They aren't.
But I heard you make the point, Dale, when I was driving in, that they have too many leaders. The whole Marchand thing with the loss in 2013 and how that's kind of been a thorn in his side. And as somebody who's been on the losing end of a championship, you remember that more a lot of the times than you do remember.
Did you find that for you as well?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
The one you lost stayed with you more than...
Yeah, he's still mad at John Casey. Well,
believe me. Believe me. Till this day, that's because you always think about the what-ifs.
Well, especially for you.
What could I have done?
You could have beat the team that
didn't
resign
you. What if we'd done
that? That would have been even better.
Well, yeah, I didn't really care at that point.
You didn't care about that?
Come on.
I mean, you cared about that, but you're looking at winning a championship to be the greatest team in the world, and you lose it because your kicker kicks the ball on kickoff.
That's a good field position for
out
the
of bounds. Yeah. And you give Tom Brady at that time and Adam Vinatieri at that time, arguably, the greatest clutch quarterback and the greatest clutch kicker ever. You give him the ball on the 40-yard line, plus timeouts in their pocket.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I never forget, me and Ricky Poehr were standing next to each other on the sideline because Ricky Poehr was on the team. And you remember Ricky
Because he was there with, yeah.
He was there with the Rams. Yeah. And we looked at each other and go, yeah, this one's over.
Let's go pack up.
Because defensively, you don't know what to do.
There's nothing you can do,
You're afraid to be aggressive.
Screwed. Right.
Because you don't want the
he'll
big
kill goal. You.
Right. And you don't want to sit back because then he'll just eat you up. And ultimately, so when you look at, like, and when you hear a guy like Marchand say that the losses weigh on you more than the championship win, you're in a position right now, and it's like, what can St. Louis do? I mean,
he even went so far as to say, I'd rather not make the playoffs than lose in the final.
I don't know about that.
Well, they did that for a couple of years.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe that was his plan.
I feel like,
well, I don't want to go. So
I feel like my hockey team at Hockey Town would be a better matchup against the Bruins.
Than the Blues. I think you guys have more better matchups.
Yeah, like,
I
think
the way you guys...
I got to be honest with you, though.
Kill penalties.
And I'm sure you feel that way, and good for you. The videos that you post, you seem to huff and puff a little bit.
Well, I just said a 45-second shift, Dale, of
it's a
continuous
long shift.
Forechecking,
he gets caught on the ice.
Breakouts. Yeah. I'm a grinder. I'm a grinder with skills. So, I mean, you're going to come off the ice
grinder,
and tired.
Isn't that kind of... opposites, a grinder with skills.
No, that means I do both. See, it's you don't find many players.
No,
like
you
that.
Really don't. Like a Sean Corrali.
It's more skilled than.
Oh,
that.
More skilled. Sorry,
yeah. More like an Ovechkin. You know, because he can.
Oh, Ovechkin. That's true. He's a physical player.
He's not a grinder.
It's
not the
at
best.
At times,
it's not the best.
At times, you find that So it's just when you look at, and that's why I'm like. All right, can we just get to the parade?
617-779-7937. We'll dive back into the calls with you. Mike Emmerich, who will call the game tonight on NBC, will join us at 1:30. Wiggy's in the house. It's Wednesdays with Wiggy here on Sports Radio WEEI.
So today, I'm going to step down as the president.
Was Magic Johnson surprising all of us when he suddenly, inexplicably, and without telling his boss, resigned as president of the... of the Los Angeles Lakers? Baxter Holmes has taken on the position of Bob Holler.
You know, it's Seth Wickersham style.
Same sort of thing. Yeah. Baxter Holmes has written this very lengthy piece on ESPN.com, basically eviscerating the Los Angeles Lakers and the regime, failed though it was, of Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka, talking about the dysfunction within the organization. The very first time Johnson and Pelinka met with the staff, the very first time they're at the practice facility, and Magic points to his office upstairs and talked about how tall a stack of resumes he has up there. Yeah. And anybody could be replaced at any time. It's a good way to kind of build morale.
They definitely did that. And they went in there, and they both inherited Luke Walton as the coach. And they also, Magic is the team president, mm-hmm. and then Rob Pelinka is hired as the GM, but he didn't even hire the GM. And this is all under Ginny Buss, who took over for her father, who passed away in 2013. And since 2013, the Lakers and the Knicks are tied for the worst record in basketball. So Ginny Buss, I think, now it's starting to come out a little bit more, but might be one of the worst owners in all of sports. She wasn't there at the press conference when they announced Pelinka. She wasn't there when they announced the new head coach after they went through. They tried to get, Monty Williams and Ty Lue. They didn't get any of those guys. They finally got Frank Vogel. This whole thing is a disaster.
Yeah, but
it's hilarious.
I'd rather be a Lakers fan than a Celtics fan right now.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
God, no, you wouldn't. No,
you got LeBron James.
Hell.
You got the
and
greatest.
Nobody else.
Yeah, but that's okay. You can get guys to come there, right?
Who?
You don't know about Kyrie.
Did you see it? Did you see how they rebuilt the roster after they got LeBron
James?
This thing
is so unbelievable.
Rajon Rondo, Lance Stevenson, JaVale McGee, Michael Beasley.
But you got to wait.
You got to wait.
So you wait another year to get Anthony Davis. And then what?
There's a report that says that they are the leaders, one of the leaders to get Anthony Davis, right?
They still have to trade for him. And the Pelicans also report the Pelicans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Said the owner of the Pelicans said, over my dead body,
right,
to be traded Anthony Davis to the Lakers.
But also, there's reports out there that LeBron James has reached out to Kawhi Leonard. We obviously know Kawhi is a left coast kid.
Kawhi doesn't want to play with LeBron.
Yeah, how do you know that?
He's going to the Clippers.
He's going to run the Clippers. You don't know that.
He doesn't want to play with
them. But you don't know that.
So yes, I do.
If you're the Lakers,
I got good inside.
If you're the Celtics right now versus the Lakers, we don't know. The Lakers have the worst owner,
and they have a GM who is an idiot and is overmatched.
Forget about the ownership and the GM.
They just have LeBron.
When you talk about who the Celtics have, everybody's talking about Kyrie leaving.
Where did LeBron take the Lakers this year?
No, he didn't take him anywhere. But it'll take him a year
to
get
the playoffs.
It'll take him a year
to
get the
35.
Players. So if the Lakers get Kawhi Leonard in free agency,
I don't think they do.
But see, now you're saying. But that's like saying, I don't think that Kyrie's going to leave. And you go, yeah, I think he's going to leave.
I do think Kyrie's going to leave.
Right, but I'm like, I don't think he's going to leave. So that's your opinion.
I don't think people want to play with LeBron as much as you make it out to be. Hence, they had nobody this year.
Yeah, but that's because they didn't have, the free agents weren't, Kawhi was already with Toronto. And when you look at, the Lakers made a run to get Anthony Davis.
But I don't think they have enough.
But they made a run, right?
No, they tried, but they couldn't do it.
And Anthony Davis said he would love to go to the Lakers and play.
He would, because he has the same agent. By the way, this story.
He also wants to play. So we're talking about when you look at these two teams and you look at being a fan of these two teams. If you're the Celtics, everybody is basically saying Kyrie Irving's out the door, right?
Everybody's saying he's chucking the deuce. You're right. He may stay.
But that's everybody's opinion is he's chucking the deuce. You know that LeBron is going to be there for the next 3 years because he signed his deal.
He did sign his deal.
So that's
for
why
the next
I said
years.
I'd rather be a Lakers fan right now. At least I got LeBron.
You could potentially
get a Kawhi Leonard.
They have a
potentially get an Anthony Davis.
I don't know how they do it. They have a GM in Rob Pelinka. Who is one of these guys who's a liar. He's a goofball liar. And he's a guy who likes to one-up people, but his one-up isn't even something that's true. He's an absolute liar. This is something. There's a whole laundry list of things that Rob Pelinka has said. Listen to this. Listen to what Rob Pelinka said here. And tell me if you take him seriously.
Side of just basketball.
Yeah.
And I remember just a really quick story. There was one time when Kobe, who I worked with for 18 years, was going back to play in Madison Square Garden. And he had just seen The Dark Knight. Obviously, you guys saw that movie. And he's like, hey, hook me up with dinner with Heath Ledger because he got so locked into that role. I want to know how he mentally went there. And so he had dinner with Heath, and he talked about how he locks in for a role. And Kobe used some of that in his game against the Knicks in terms of mental preparation.
Heath Ledger
that might have been hard.
Dead for 6 months.
Well, I mean,
how do you not call him out on that?
Have you never heard of a medium?
A medium? Oh, maybe they did. Yeah. So they didn't mention that. That would have been a cool part of the story. Hey, I didn't mention that. Yeah,
you never know.
Why would we even lie about that? What's the point?
He's an idiot, but we're talking about when you look at the two organizations and you look at...
He survived, though. He's still
Plunk is the
charge.
One who's there.
Right.
But also,
he's
that's
the
just,
one who's running this
But that
thing.
Shows you how backwards it is. Magic bailed because of Pelinka. That's like Danny Ainge before a game quitting and then 2 weeks later going on ESPN and saying, well, Mike Zarin stabbed me in the back.
Yeah.
Do you think if Magic Johnson went to Ginny Buss and said, hey, Ginny Buss, you got to choose between me and Pelinka? Who do you think Ginny Buss would have picked?
Forget about the front office stuff. If you are a team, right,
yeah.
Would you rather have LeBron James, who you know is with your organization for the next 3 years, if you're a fan, or would you rather have basically all you know is Tatum and Brown? Because Kyrie might be out the door.
I would rather have Tatum and Brown.
Man, you're out of your mind.
No,
man.
I'm
Come
not.
On. Like, you
no,
know,
I'm not.
You, like, you know that those superstar players attract other superstar players.
How come he didn't before?
But he doesn't have anybody
well,
right
it,
now.
What do you, and right I think now,
when he went there, he got nobody.
Right, but when he, and I think, when listen, he got there, when he got there, the deal hadn't been made, I don't believe yet, for Kawhi Leonard.
Who are the last Kawhi two superstar players LeBron
and so,
played
and
with?
There were no free agents out there. There were no free
who
agents.
Were the last, who, no, but who are the last two that he played with?
Kyrie Irving.
Right.
And D. Wade.
No, I would even say Kevin Love. Kyrie Irving.
Well, I
and Kevin
meant,
Love. Kyrie the, Irving, who wanted to
I'd
leave him and not play with him. And
say,
Kevin Love, who turned into a shell of himself.
I would say D. Wade.
So I don't think star players want to play with him.
Anthony Davis said, trade me to the Lakers.
Oh, he's one guy who
so
would play that, but he's
guy.
Not a free agent again. So now
and
you're waiting another year.
But then
so you signed
but
LeBron
then
to a four-year deal.
And he doesn't get to decide where he goes.
And you
don't
right, play with him but until there, his third year, and he's 35.
But then there are reports out there, and we saw this before, and who knows how true they are, that Kyrie Irving said that there's potential Kyrie may be going to the Lakers and playing with LeBron. Have you not heard those
could.
Reports?
By the way, how does that
maybe
look for him if he does?
It doesn't matter
no,
how
no,
it looks
no, I'm just asking you, though. He wants to get away from LeBron. He
Whatever.
Wants to, he wants to be
he
the guy.
He learned his lesson.
He wants to live, you know, run the show.
Yeah. Right.
He does.
Right.
And now it's, LeBron, will you take me back?
No. He goes, you know what, LeBron? I learned my lesson because playing with some of these young guys who don't want to listen, who don't want to fall in a line, and don't really, you know, as a you know, don't understand what it takes.
No, but even Kyrie wouldn't want that because if the Lakers win, it would be LeBron won. It wouldn't be Kyrie.
That's what Kyrie said, right? And him now saying, you know what? I'm not able to get the guys I want in Boston for whatever reason. Why not go play for the Lakers? Kawhi Leonard, there are reports out there that Kawhi Leonard has no problem
but
with
there's a better,
going to the Lakers.
There's so a better chance you, of Kyrie you, Irving and Anthony Davis playing together in Boston than there is for them all playing in L.A.
Maybe all of them, but all I'm saying is if you're the Lakers, if you are a Lakers fan right now, you have a more attractive piece in LeBron James for him to get guys to come play.
You
there.
Have to be looking at your franchise like an utter joke.
Who,
like you are the laughingstock of the league
right,
okay,
right now.
Okay, who are the Celtics going to get next year if Kyrie Irving goes wherever? Let's say he goes to New York.
So he's gone for
he's
this
gone.
Upcoming season?
He's
well,
gone.
Then they can't get anybody else.
Okay, so
not this year anyway because they have Hayward and Horford under contract
so
and the young guys.
And you don't are you going to trade for Anthony Davis at that point in time?
But I would also trust Danny Ainge, and then they have good ownership
but I mean,
to figure
about,
it out.
But it's not about the ownership and the GMs when you get to that star power level. It's about those guys, and we all know it because in that league, in the NBA, it's about guys getting together and going, hey, you know what? Hey, you should come play with me. Oh, Kawhi, you're going to be a free
yeah,
agent.
Yeah, but Anthony Davis isn't a free agent. Your
Kawhi's
scenario
a free
would work.
Agent.
But, yeah, but why? You're making that up that he
I'm
wants to play with LeBron. Why does he want to play with LeBron? Nobody's
I'm not
ever,
making it up.
That.
There's been reports. Out there that
no, he's not.
There's been reports out there that Kawhi
who?
Going to the Lakers.
Who said that?
What do you mean? Just Google it.
I'm not going to Google it. You tell me. You're telling me who said
it's
it.
It's all over the place.
It's not all over the Kawhi to the Lakers. It's all over the
Kyrie
place.
Kyrie Irving stuff.
Yahoo Sports.
Photoshop jersey
Yahoo
shots.
Yahoo Sports and, right now has, an hour ago, Lakers' favorite landing spot for Anthony Davis, according to odds makers.
Okay. We're talking about Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah,
aren't
all
we?
Right, but we're just saying
but
that.
But by the way, and the Pelicans would have to make a trade. With the
yes.
Lakers, which they may or may not want to
whatever.
Do.
All I'm saying is when you have LeBron James, and you two should know better, that when you have a superstar, that's what attracts other superstars. So the Lakers having LeBron, he's more likely to attract a superstar to go there, whether it's Kawhi Leonard, whether it's Kyrie Irving.
I also don't think LeBron's
reunite.
The best player in the world anymore. I think it was a little bit easier.
Regardless if he's top three player in the world or
okay.
top five, right? You have a better chance versus the Celtics, who, if you lose Kyrie Irving, now you got to put it on Jason Tatum to try to get one of those superstars to come here.
I just think they have. I think at some point the worst GM and the worst owner, that does matter.
But
it's hard to overcome both of those things.
But that's what's clouding your judgment when it's the owner and it's the GM. But at the end of the day, it's about the guys on the court that win in this league.
He said that Kobe met with the ghost of Heath Ledger.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it happens all the time.
But he's in charge now. He's the guy who survived.
Palinka, and man, I wanted to blame Magic Johnson for everything. I still think Magic Johnson, as it relates to being a team president, is an absolute fraud. But Rob Palinka is such a joke, and he's still there.
If the Celtics had LeBron James right now, would you feel confident that they could get some player to come play with him?
No, because the salary cap would still screw it up. They wouldn't be able to do it.
You don't think they could trade for Anthony Davis?
They can do it now. They can trade for Anthony Davis right now. They have the best trade package. Right, they can get Anthony Davis right now.
Davis doesn't want to go.
Doesn't matter.
He doesn't want to go to the New Orleans Pelicans of the Northeast. He knows that
it doesn't matter what he wants.
They're a playoff team. The Pelicans aren't a playoff team. They're not the Pelicans of the East.
You look at it. You have a more likely chance to lose Anthony Davis if there's no other superstar here to keep him here. If Kyrie's here, hey, you might be able to keep him here.
There's more to this story we got to get to. And then Stephen A. Smithdale, you got to hear his reaction to this article. There's more of this article, with Magic.
You're a Lakers fan. You're feeling pretty good right now.
No, you're not.
There's so many things. The Celtics.
Oh, no, you're not.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy Sports Radio, WE.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it one bit. I got better things to do with my damn time. Better things to do. ESPN.com decides to come out with a story on a date at Magic. And the crew are going to be here. Do I like the fact that I have to deal with it today? Hell no. Go check it out on ESPN.com. Obviously, it's very, very important. I mean, this cover of ESPN.com is a big deal, right? Go ahead, look at it. ESPN.com. Let's make sure we mention that. It's right there. Let's make sure we mention that. ESPN.com.
Excitable boy, isn't he?
He's having a real day.
But isn't that
having a real time.
Isn't that his job, though?
He's just mad because his friend Magic looks bad in a story.
Yes, that's all.
And so he's ripping Baxter Holmes' article, which it seems like he talked to a million people. Every sentence is talking about multiple team staffers this, multiple people in the organization, multiple. Yeah. He talked to a million people for
Magic
this story.
Magic looked bad as soon as he did his little post-conference.
Magic made himself look bad.
Yeah, when he came out and goes, oh, you know what? I'm stepping away
from
the Lakers.
But this talks about Magic and Palinka going in there, wiping out over a third of the employees, but also not even listening to their scouts and everybody.
Right.
Just doing stuff on their own. They
had
no
decisions.
Connection together.
Right.
And Magic Johnson apparently was giving people anxiety. Like, he was one of these guys that was a real tough boss, apparently. And so Stephen A. was really upset about that as well. One of my favorite parts, again, you should read the whole article. It's Baxter Holmes, and it's just a takedown of the Lakers. So Ginny Buss, one of the worst owners in all of sports, it says in here, according to some circles in the NBA, do you know who has the most influence with Ginny Buss? So therefore what they call the shadow owner?
I thought Magic had a pretty
big influence.
Not
Magic Johnson. Linda Rambis.
Oh, wow.
The wife of Kurt Rambis.
Wow.
How is that possible?
Hey, well, I don't know if
this
she
is
has...
supposed to be one of the best franchises.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know
Linda
if I
Rambis,
buy that one.
Linda Rambis is running the Lakers.
That
That's what they said.
Well, didn't Kurt Rambis a couple years ago, not too long ago, was looking to become a head coach and the Lakers wouldn't hire him?
Supposedly, people had anxiety. I mean, stop the presses!
Kurt Rambis is a senior basketball advisor with the Lakers.
Right, but
he doesn't know as much as Linda.
He wanted to be
Linda,
a head coach.
Apparently, Linda loves Rob Palinka.
Well, I thought,
and they also were very vague about the relationship.
Well,
I'm serious.
Well,
I thought there were rumors out there that Magic and Jeannie Buss, you know, might have had a little. They might have had a little romp in the bedroom before. That's why Magic had some.
Of
influence.
I wouldn't rule anything out.
Wait, let me just go back to a point you made earlier about, you know, LeBron being able to attract that big guy. since Miami, he hasn't attracted anybody to come play with him. In fact, Paul George said, well, nah, you know Cleveland. What? I'm good. You know what? I'll stay here in OKC.
He got Kevin Love.
No, they traded for Kevin Love.
Did they trade for Kevin Love?
They traded two first-round picks.
Since
two
Miami,
overall picks
has he
Kevin
attracted
Love.
Any big-time free agents well, to went, come get to play to, as LeBron's wingman?
He went back to Cleveland.
Not as much.
No, but he went back to Cleveland, so he had Kyrie there, right?
He went because Kyrie was there, and because they won the lottery, and they could trade Wiggins and Anthony Bennett for
but
Kevin Love.
But he hasn't
Love.
Attracted anybody since Miami. In fact, Paul George hasn't been in a situation yet
where he needed to attract anybody. He's in the situation now.
Well, this past year he did.
But there was nobody out there to attract.
Paul George.
I don't know if Paul George was really, you know.
He's better than what Magic
Paul George
was playing
with. He was first team All-NBA.
Right, but I don't know if Paul George was really sold on going to the Lakers.
Paul George wasn't?
I thought you just said LeBron attracts anybody.
No, I didn't say he attracts anybody. I said he attracts superstars.
Paul George isn't?
He's going to get MVP votes. First team All-NBA.
He's from L.A. Everybody said he was going to L.A.
Right.
It was like
you
Magic Johnson.
That was one of the guys Magic Johnson tampered with.
One of the many, by the way, he tampered with.
That's one player. Who's more likely to attract superstars, LeBron James or Jason Tatum?
At this point, it seems like a wash.
Oh, come on,
who
man.
Who did LeBron bring
because,
in there?
Just because
nobody. The
Paul
next wave
George,
Michael
guys.
Beasley.
No.
Oh, he did bring in
yeah,
Michael
but
Beasley.
But Paul George
yeah,
was like the Michael only Beasley. Free agent, and he decided to stay in OKC because for whatever reason, he thought maybe it was better there, right?
That's a pretty significant one, though, I would say.
Right. Well, at that point in time. So let's see what happens this year.
The question, it
all started with the original question. Which franchise has a better chance of attracting superstars, the Celtics or the Lakers? And it's the Lakers because they have Magic Johnson. You have no...
Magic Johnson,
I mean,
now?
Excuse me, not oh, Magic oh, Johnson, okay. LeBron James.
All right.
Because you have LeBron
well,
James.
And because they're in L.A. I would just say that. Even before they had LeBron, guys just wanted to go there.
Right.
Shaq wanted to go there.
So,
Dwight Howard wanted to go there. It's just L.A. So they have that.
So to sit here and say that the Celtics are a more attractive place...
It's a better franchise. 100% a better franchise.
Listen, we're not talking about franchise. We're talking about...
Next team to win a title. Celtics or Lakers?
The Lakers.
No, Celtics. Now, they both might be a while, but it's the Celtics.
I just trust Danny and Wick to figure it out. Percentage-wise, you got a top five player in the NBA in LeBron. Right?
Yeah, and sinking. And every day getting worse.
And there are reports out there. I just pulled one up.
They missed the playoffs this year.
This was from, what is this? This is from...
Yeah, it's a good question.
I'm going to tell you right now. Express. Right. I don't know what it is.
Express?
Express Sports.
What?
My wife loves their clothes. Yeah.
Listen.
Does this count?
Happy.
So a woman's clothing store now has NBA owners?
The Lakers try to get Kawhi Leonard. They tried to trade for him.
They weren't able to get him, right?
So they tried to trade for him, so he went to Toronto.
That's my other favorite part, is they put every one of their players not named LeBron on the trade block and then expect them to play with him.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's
so Kawhi's going to be a free agent, right? He's the biggest free agent this year, right? Next to Kevin Love, Durant could opt.
Leonard might be even better, but yeah, so Leonard, right. Durant, and it's loaded. Klay Thompson, Durant, Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker.
Right, so... You have a better chance if you are the Lakers organization. And for people to be like, no, you're out of your mind, that just means you're stupid and you've been smoking that Chara Kush.
Oh, come on.
More superstars in this NBA world would rather go to the Lakers and play with LeBron than come to the Celtics and play with Tatum.
Why hasn't he been able to attract any superstar since Miami?
No, even in Cleveland, he didn't. He went to Cleveland and played with Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie didn't attract anybody.
Kyrie didn't have a choice. And he wanted out, and he bailed on him.
No, he went to Cleveland and Kyrie was there. He played with Kyrie. Superstars give up so much to play with him.
Chris Bosh was an All-NBA player, and then he had to go stand in the corner. And wait for LeBron to pass the ball. Same with Kevin Love.
Then they traded for Kevin Love, and they won a championship with LeBron.
Yeah, but
it's idiotic.
Yeah.
You're a moron.
Superstar players give up so much they don't want to play with them.
You keep going back to the Cleveland situation. The Cleveland situation, he didn't need to attract a superstar. In L.A., he needs to do that.
And he hasn't done it. He's 0-1.
It's been 1 year.
I know, 0-1.
I'm going to bet another $50
in coins. Okay.
In coins, because I told you, coins are very valuable.
So who are they going to sign? Who are the ladies going to get this off?
Whitney likes to take them and make it hail.
No, dangerous. At the strip club, that is a little dangerous. Yeah, I think you can do it in Canada.
They throw you out with that.
You're throwing loonies and toonies at them? I bet. I just bet you $50 in coins.
That they get who?
That they get a bigger superstar.
All right, you got to narrow it down.
No, a bigger superstar than the Celtics will get because...
Well, the Celtics aren't going to get anybody. They can't.
So then take their bet then. You said it's about the organization.
No.
Why can't they get? They could trade for Anthony Davis.
That's true. They could.
They
That's
could
true.
Trade
I thought
for
you were talking about signing a free agent. They're not going to sign any free agents. But I got you.
They could trade for Anthony Davis. I'm just saying that next year it'll be LeBron and Superstar X versus Jason Tatum. And
that's assuming Linda Rambis wants to sign one of these guys.
She hasn't weighed in yet.
And that's assuming Kyrie leaves, which I still don't think he'll leave.
617-779-7937. So it appears that Fear the Flow Tory Krug has taken someone out. We'll talk about that when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.